So somebody said to me, saw my chiropractor and a few others, and said, "Boy, you're going to preach the fire of God down on Sunday." I said, "Well, not quite yet. Today is just a day to come together and give thanks. And really focus on what's important. I have to admit, the building really touches me. I'm looking forward just to hanging around here with you. One of our desires is that the building would be such that it would just be warm and inviting to the community. Whether they ever came to church or not, doesn't really matter. So I think the deck is going to be a beautiful spot to come and have coffee. And so I just want to tell you right away, if you know, always tell people they're welcome here. If they just want to stop in, I'll get the espresso machine working again. So that sign means a lot to me. Thank you, Rick. Welcome home. You know, this is the temple of the Lord, a sanctuary. It's brand new. It's got a few dents in it. So we need to respect the temple with respect, don't we? Honor it. Take care of it. Keep it up. Respect it. Speak well of it. And if you think I'm talking about the building, that's the last thing on my mind. Come on in and spill coffee, but wait a while. The janitor has really got to get some fresh air. But no, we're not worried about that. Welcome home. You know, I just put in home and looked up about 50 scriptures that just had the word home in it. And nothing profound came out, but it was just amazing how many times just reading through them. So fun to do that. Just reading through it, but so many times. And they went home. And they gathered at home. In John 14, if I may read that, we use it a lot of funerals, but it's just a great scripture. Says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." You know, I in the process of this, I was not happy with the adjuster's communication with us. And I got kind of fired up, and I wrote an awful long email. And I had the wisdom before I sent it. I was so close. I called my attorney and had him read it, and he says, "I don't think I'd send that. Let's wait a little bit." But let me tell you one of the things I put in there. I said, and I meant this sincerely. Bob Wessels is a head man for heavy constructors that built this. Architects and Spearfish, Jason, and many others. I just wrote and I said, the builders, there were a lot of people that just really labored in love for us. Now, there's a lot of people that are just in business for, you know, and there's a lot of contractors that came. We had one of the builders came. He was really grumpy. And took us about 3 or 4 days, and they found out that his daughter knows my granddaughter. And all of a sudden, he's one of the friendliest guys we got. And he's, "John, whatever you need, tell me what you need." We went in favor, but there were people who I knew, and of course, Josh and Laban did electrical work, and then that was a real joy to have. They lived in the old building most of their life. I mean, they were in school here and church on Sunday and Wednesday and all that. So they probably had more time in the building than they did in their own home. And they got to do, they did all the electrical, and it was a real blessing and really fun to see them. And Daniel, I guess there's just too many things, but I just want to tell the insurance guy, I said, honor these people. Because they're not just making a living building this building. There's so many people did it out of respect for you and out of respect for God and out of the hope of the future. And that's, I just want to give honor to all. Thank God for builders. And they care. And so this whole idea of just welcome home or, you know, having a home, Jesus addresses really clearly. He says, you know, believe in God, believe in me. I go to prepare a place. And that's what I guess I was getting at. A lot of people did a lot of things to prepare this place. You know, and it is for the future. We said from the get-go, it's for the children yet to come. And yet at the same time, about a few months ago, the Lord said, it's not just for the kids to come. It's also for the kids that are here. And not just the kids downstairs, but the kids upstairs. You and I are just infants. We're just barely getting started. Home. What is home? You know, and you know, you can build a house, but take something else to make it a home. When you want to be there. And I'm going to say it now. I wish I wouldn't. I wish I could kind of lead into this, but I didn't spend a lot of time preparing this because I just wanted to be here with you. But it's only been 26 months, but it's a pretty good chunk of your life. When I took care of my dad for 3 years, I kept on pastoring, kept on living, kept on being with my family, but my son Chase and I went golfing, and in the middle of it, he just turned to me and said, Dad, I said, what? It's nice to have you back. When we go through things, it takes us away from other things. When you're raising your family a lot of time, how many of us worked so hard to provide for a family, and when we got all done and the kids grew up, we go, dang it, kind of wish I would have made more ball games. Kind of wish I hadn't got so... I don't know what to do about that. You got to make a living. You know, it's tough. Welcome home. Welcome home. And so part of it, just looking at my own family and what we've gone through, and we're loud. We're competitive. We're sincere. Sometimes we're rough. We fight. We argue, but we're family, and we love each other. We forgive each other. Been a lot of forgiveness in our family. To have Audrey, my niece, playing piano after what her dad and I did to torture her on the farm. Tyrell playing guitar and then all the rest, Amber just coming and joining the family. It's just real, isn't it? It's not happening. It's happened. We're a family. And someday, you know, it's almost like, will we ever get in the building? And how gracious you guys were every Sunday. You know, what's happening in the building? No, we're still waiting. And here at the last, I think everybody, are you sure we're getting in? Have you got a real confirmation from the city? Well, kind of. And but all of a sudden, we're here. And someday, we're going to be home. And some of our loved ones are home forever. Isn't that awesome? And what a thing to hope for. What a thing to have a rock solid, to know Larry's home, Denny's home, so many more home. And the joy, the energy that we felt as each one of you came in here was awesome. But can you imagine when we really get home? How many people are going to be there to greet you? How the peace, the joy. Now, we're home here, but I have to admit, the stress level hasn't really gone down. Because it's like, oh, we're home. We got to start taking care of this place. And Seth and Jody said, it's a lot of mopping. It's a lot bigger than that little place. That was a nice thing. You know, all the grounds have to be and all this, and you know, but it's like, yeah, but that's why we're here. He's laid out a path of works for us, so we're not done. We had a little hiccup, and it actually produced a lot. It produced a lot more relationships. God said, I'll take care of the building, you take care of people. And that was you guys took care of people, and we got a lot more to take care of. And we got a lot more people to say, welcome home. Anybody who walks through those doors, we want to have, this is our heart attitude. Welcome home. Welcome to the family. And whether they stay in, you know, on faithful members or just passing through, it doesn't really matter, because there's one family in the family of God in there, all over the world. And until we get home to our eternal destiny that Jesus prepared for us, we get to have home here on earth. And the pattern is the same, but we don't get all the peace that we'll get up there. We don't have all that healing that we'll, you know, but we get healing here, and we get peace here, and we get comfort here, and we get hugs, and we get love, and we get build up, and we have fights, and we get to forgive each other, and we get to work through things down here, and it's home and it's family. You know, I think about Joseph, you know, a zealous young man that gets a dream from heaven. What a nice thing to get a dream from heaven, huh? That you're going to have your whole family bow to you and all that. What a nice dream. And so he's all excited about it, shares it, and they throw him in a pit and sell him, you know, try to kill him. You go, well, that's really great. That's a great family. Well, wait a minute. You think about that. Like I said, our family's real. We've had arguments. When my brother was heading for college and I was heading for high school, we were both scared out of our mind, and it came out by just pounding on each other, tormenting each other. I told this to my kids once. I said, you know, my brother, we that last summer we fought. I'd locked myself in trucks so he couldn't get to me, and I tormented him, and then he went to college. And I tell my kids, and we're driving a car, I said, and he went to college, and I said, and all of a sudden we realized how much we loved each other, how much we missed each other, and we didn't communicate, didn't have cell phones. And when he came back home for Christmas, I can tell you from that day to this, we have not had a real argument. We disagree, but we don't have real arguments. It's just like we both said, it's not worth it. And I said, I was trying to tell my kids to, you know, love each other, and I forget who it was. If it was Chase or Jody, I can't remember, but they finally said, Dad, yeah, what's college? He's like, I wonder if you thought he went to a torture place or something. I don't know. You know, you got to explain the stories. But here's Joseph, and, you know, and he has this dream, and he thinks he's going, you know, all that, and then his family, you know, desert him and then torture him, and then he ends up in prison. He does all that kind of stuff. You know, and then the day comes, you all know the story, when the family comes back to Joseph and they bow down to him. They don't know who he is, and they have to have him, you know, to live and survive. And he has every right to get even, and he doesn't. And they end up, eventually he weeps and cries and holds them and hugs them and their family. That's home. While we're here on earth, we may have some arguments. We have disagreements. We may have some fights, whatever else, but really, there, you know, whether we get it resolved here or not, hopefully we do, but when you get to heaven, there's people that don't like me at all. I can understand that. I can't understand sometimes why people like me. But when we get to heaven, it's not going to be there. You're not going to resolve everything here on earth. It's not going to be sweet all the time. But at the same time, we're family now, and loving one another, forgiving one another, encouraging one another, rooting for each other, celebrating each other is the right thing to do. Amen? And we'll keep doing it among ourselves and anybody that wants to join us. This scripture that in John 14 I've used often, and some of you might remember Bubba. Bubba passed away, I think he was only about 32 years old. Bubba had a drinking problem worse than his family knew. And all of a sudden he goes to the doctor. He's not very well and sick. And they said, you've only got a few weeks to live. Your liver is shot. And his mom calls me and said, will you come and help us? And so I got to be with him, lead him back to the Lord and comfort. I got to be there in the hospital when he was taking his last breaths. He was anxious. He was nervous. He was shaking. He was struggling. And the nurse finally turned and then taking care of him, trying to give him all the morphine and all that. I'll never forget the family were there. It's tough. We're weeping. And the nurse turns and said, John, I'm done. I can't do anything more. It's your turn. Those were moments where you just go, Holy Spirit, thank you for being here and teaching me. And I just went over and grabbed Bubba's hand, looked him in the face, and just said, Bubba, just in a few moments, you're going to be seeing Jesus. It's going to be okay. You may be looking at him now. I'm telling you, it was just the sweetest thing. All that anxiety, all that hard breathing, everything, he just went, and the peace of God filled that room. And not more than a few minutes, he just slipped away. We're going to go home. We're going to go home. But until that day, we're here on earth, and this is our home, and this is our family. And we've all made a determination to love one another and figure it out as we go. Amen? And anybody that wants to come is welcome. This scripture I use with Bubba about, so often the drinking problem is not alcohol problem, it's a heart problem. You're hurt in your heart. You can do a lot of things to try to get out of alcohol, but if all you do is get out of alcohol, you'll fill it up with something else and it's just another substitute. It might be more acceptable in society, but it's still the same thing. We want to feel like we belong. And I remember just for whatever reason, I didn't always feel like I belonged to my family. I definitely didn't feel like I belonged to the society. I've always felt like an outsider. And that longing to belong will drive you crazy, cause you to do weird things, bad things. And so, one of the greatest things about home, your true home, and Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, I don't think it's just a building. Might be. I think there's buildings up there, but it's like, I go to prepare a place that you fit, that you belong. And you know you belong. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you guys walk in here. Most of you, I'd say hopefully all of you, felt like you belong here. In the family. With one another. That's a wonderful thing. You can get through a lot of stuff if you feel like you belong. But with our earthly family, both spiritually and natural, sometimes you're not welcomed. Sometimes you actually do have conflict and you're come home to your family and there's strife and they're not. I mentioned this to one of our members years ago. I was talking about our fun as a family, and he goes, I haven't seen my brother for 25 years and I hope I never do. Man, sometimes the rejection is deep and solid. And so then I can say you're going to be welcome here, but then you think, well, what if I'm the exception? What if what if it's not me? What if everybody else loves each other, but nobody loves me? And that's a possibility. There's a lot of people in the 30 years that we were here, there's a lot of people got hurt in the old building. People that came hoping to get love, hoping to whatever, found. Got into conflict. Somebody, said cruel things to him. I mean, people are people, amen? You don't have a church of perfect people. You got people that are looking to say, God, I want to be more like you. But in the process, we hurt one another. But here's the deal that's really, I want to just close with it. Our true home, our true eternal home, and where we are going to belong forever, we are totally accepted. We are totally celebrated. We are not tolerated. We are honored. We will get you. When you get there, it'll be a parade for you. There'll be people lining up to hug on you and recall all the wonderful things. You will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you fit, and there's not going to be any type of this insecurity of nobody loves me, nobody likes me. The only thing that can keep you out of the true family of God and feeling that is you. In an earthly family, they may reject you. In a church body, they may reject you. They may not like you. But in the kingdom of God, the true kingdom of God, now and forever, you are loved and welcomed, and so is everybody else that you meet, if you believe. People, one Sunday, we had visitors, and as I was hugging on people going out the door, one lady walked up to me and says, looked me right in the eye and says, "Well, if you want any more people coming to your church, you're going to have to teach your people how to love some, how to respect somebody. I've never felt so rejected in my life." Knock the door and I go, "Whoo!" You know? And I'm just kind of, "Ooh, what do we do with that?" And then another lady walked up. And so this time I'm like, he says, "This is the first time I've ever been in your church. And boy, did I feel loved. I've never felt so loved and pleased. Thank you so much." That was one Sunday, 5 minutes, you know, it was a couple minutes in between, and I go, what's going on? Just remember this. There are people that reject you. There are people that are not going to like you. There are people that are going to make fun of you. There are people that are going to bully you. All that is going to happen. But the true kingdom of God that you're a family member of, that's not the case. That's never going to be the case. It'll never be. You know, I've had people come in and say, you know, well, Richard's mom, Alan's wife, Sandy, she came for a few years, and one day she walked up to me and says, "You know, when I first came, I didn't like you." And I said, "Oh, that's sweet." Yeah. And obviously she didn't like me for a while. I said, "How are we doing now?" She says, "You're okay." I'm just saying, you got to kind of have a, you kind of got a little salt in you, you know. People are going to come in here, and some might feel rejected because of their own heart condition, and some of them might be because you said something cruel to them and you didn't even know it, or maybe you did know it. I don't know, maybe you got to grow up. But isn't it wonderful that the true kingdom of God, nobody rejects you, nobody, you belong, unless you're a doubter. Unless you reject yourself. And so a lot of people, when they come up and, "Oh, I didn't like you," I go, "Yeah, that's all right, because I knew you would." I don't mean that arrogantly. I just know this. There are people that have not liked me, maybe not liked you, gone to heaven. When we get there, it won't be brought up. It won't be brought up. If it does, it'll be like, "Oh, man, well, I'm so sorry. But now that I really know who you are, I love you deeply." That's home. That's who we're going to. And so as we walk, as they said, there's work to be done. As we walk from this point on, this is how we're going to walk. Joseph, the elder son, the prodigal son, so many stories. Our Father loves us. He appreciates us. He respects us. And now we can do the same to each other until we get there. So don't expect everybody that comes and visits us to stick around. But, you know, for some, they're just going to come one time and feel at home and feel the power of God, and that's enough. Amen? But for some, they're going to come and really want to be with us. And we got the arms, don't we? We got the heart, right? Because we know who and whom we believe. Audrey? Praise the Lord. God bless you. So many things to say, but man, I really do. Been all over the world, seen all kinds of crazy. Jill and Charlie, we've been over in the Philippines. We had blowout services. But I can tell you, this is my home, and I love you with all my heart, and I can finish out all my days with you. That's a joy to me. And I just wanted us to keep opening up our heart, because there's other people. They see that sign, "Welcome home." The power of God's going to hit them. They're going to feel it. Put your arm around them. Hug them. Give them an espresso. Make them feel home. Praise the Lord. Father, do whatever you want to do. Thank you.
somebody take a tour of you, there's snacks.